Yeah, I'm Penny. I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Step five is a self-revealing step for me. And I didn't have a clue what a character defect was. I didn't have a clue about anything. And I was sober about 3 months. And it had been my belief that as soon as people got to know me, they didn't like me. And my belief from my mother was that I was just bad. So what I did is I told my life story to someone as to how bad I was all my life. Like I never minded my mother. Her punishments were way out of line with the crime. And I didn't have a lot of respect for her. So what I did is I figured I would rather be disliked now rather than float around thinking everybody liked me and then be disappointed later. So I sat down and told somebody my life story according to how bad I was. And that went fine. And then I was given a book about love and how love was being patient and kind and courteous, generous, good-tempered, unselfish, with guilelessness, sincerity, and humility. And man, that blew me away. I thought that was the way to change. So then I told my life story as to what an unloving person I was. And I went through my whole life as various incidents that proved I had been such an unloving person. And then I was given a pamphlet on the personality of the addictive personality. And it's a pamphlet called Alcoholism by a Doctor in AA. And I don't think it's AA, but I think Hazelton used to put it out. And it had characteristics, and what he described was, these are characteristics in all people, but in us, they're exaggerated and out of control. And one was impatience, another anxiety, another I can't remember them all, and I wish I had the pamphlet here to run them off. But anyway, that opened another light for me. So I told my whole life story in accordance with the characteristics of the alcoholic. So it was three times that I told my life story to the same person. God, they must have been bored. the same person in about 8 months. And I was off and running trying to be a more loving person. And that idea of love set me up for step six, which allowed me to try and figure out, do I want to be a loving person or do I want to be an asshole? And you know, never once have I said, I want to be an asshole. So that doesn't mean I'm not from time to time. All that means is I don't want to be. And step five allowed me to feel more like I belonged, even though I hadn't done two or three. But I did use step 10 a lot when I was new. And the reason I did is because of that spiritual axiom that any time we're disturbed, no matter what the cause, there's something wrong with us. And I was disturbed all the time. So I was constantly looking for what I was doing either wrong or inappropriate. And that was a gift. But it also fit in with step five. There were things I could do and things I couldn't do, because if you don't believe in God, it eliminates, you know, a lot of stuff. And I had to do a lot of writing my own steps, changing wording on the steps. Once I had found out what a loving person was. And the big deal with that for me was it gave me something to practice rather than keep trying to figure out how crappy I was. And it gave me a belief that I might be able to change. And besides that, it separated love from lust, which was a huge deal for me. Anyway, that's it. That's my step five story. And today I'm an open book.